Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 359 on Saturday, May 11, 2024. Or if you're here in Aussie land like I am, it is Happy Mother's Day to my mother upstairs. And to all the mums. You guys have got it tomorrow, Chris?
We do.
That's right. So we all get to, there's many countries that get to celebrate Mother's Day together. This is probably one of the very few that we get to celebrate together, because there's a lot of holidays that we don't get to do. So happy Mother's Day, Chris, for tomorrow.
Thank you, and happy Mother's Day. Well, you're a pet mama, and happy Mother's Day to your mom.
Yes, yes. And happy Mother's Day to anyone in who's celebrating, whether it's in as a mum, as whatever motherly role that you are in, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. So chat, have a wonderful day, whether it's today, tomorrow, whenever that is. So please, you know, please, Cozzy's come to say hi. You can't see him. He's done here.
Hi, Cozzy.
He's come to scratch my mat, which he does. Anyway, Chris, welcome. Thank you for joining me. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, welcome. You've been very busy. Thank you for popping in and helping me with this. We've just finished our Tauren, a.k.a. Taurahi Pacifist contest, which was in honor of Tiber, who we lost late last year. So it's very exciting. Thank you to everyone who participated. I made it to 14. Yeah, I'm 14. I did stream a couple of goes, and it was my second turn. So just quickly, after the show last time, I decided to make my passy and head out, and I got to level 4, and then I died to breaking leader's rule number 1.
What's Lita's rule number one, Lita?
Lita's rule number one is always and will ever be, do not play when you're tired.
And did you fall asleep?
And I was a little bit tired, but there are levels of tired, right? There is levels of tired. And I did not think that I was at that level. I thought, yes, I am tired. I'm always tired. So I just thought, no, let's go make the turn. Let's get to level 5 so I can pick up professions, so I can do this, do that, etc. And that way then I can start on my journey. That's the goal. And I got to level 4. I'm going around Durotar because I'm trying to remember, you know, like what path did I use on my Tauren's passies, because I've got like 2 or 3 others. And I was like, what am I doing? And I thought, okay, follow here, follow there. And I thought, oh, I'll just pop down to the coast, but I'll go around the water elementals and head down to the coast, because I know there are some or just along kind of the little hills and that. And somewhere between me going from Razor Hill to the coast, which is not very far. It's not very far. I nodded off for about 5 seconds. It was not long. But the fact is, in my ear, I could hear, burp, burp. burp. Because I'm in the water. And a water elemental, I'd aggroed. So not only was I kind of drowning, because I've just ridden straight into the water, but the water elemental decides to come up. So just as I've woken up, the water elemental has hit me once and I'm still in the motorbike and I take off and the water elemental hits me twice and I'm dead. So, yeah. So naughty, naughty, naughty Lita. So yes, I was more tired than I thought I was. But again... Again, pacifists can be very chill and very relaxing. That's what I'm blaming it on.
What, your pacifist put you to sleep?
Yeah, no, go away. How do I... Can we just... I don't want that. How do we delete that? Can we delete that? Thank you.
I ban them.
Thank you. I don't understand. Like, what? Why do that?
Oh, good. I got it.
So, yeah. So, that was my first. So, my first died at level 4. So, then last weekend, because I wasn't streaming, I decided that I would roll again. So, again, did the Tauren Druid as per what you guys had picked on the week that we dropped it, and Passy Leety, I called her. So yeah, I got her to level 14, but I've not had a time to jump back in on her. But she's alive, she's green flagged. that was the main thing. So we're there, we got provisions. I managed to get a little bit of children's week done, not much. So yeah, it's certainly been, it's been good to jump back into a pacifist, and it is chill. It is very chill. Admittedly, probably the first 5 levels are not so much chill, because you're trying to find as much XP as you can without having to take quests that kill anything. So it is a little bit like, where am I going? What am I doing?
Well, it's not as easy. I mean, now, granted, you did much better than I did, because I did not even make the time to make a tune this time. Because I knew I would have about maybe 4 hours this week to play. So it was kind of like, yeah, that's not going to get very far. Horde side, though, on a pacifist is insanely different than on Alliance.
Yes.
And especially when you play Alliance on your challenge tunes. I mean, I know Horde like the back of my hand, but not as a challenge tune.
Yeah.
And it is a whole different world, especially being over in Thunderbluff.
Yes. And that is the biggest thing that we've always said, that there is no Horde area like what Alliance has with New Tinkertown. That you cannot go round and round and round without the fear of, yes, there are some red mobs, there's not many. So there's a lot in New Tinkertown that you can just go round and round and round and round without fear of aggroing anything. And you can get yourself, 20 levels just there. Easy. Horde does not have it. I went to every starting zone to pick up every starting zone quest I could on my second girl. And Jurotar is probably the best out of the worst, if that makes sense. Tirisful, which I love. I absolutely love that place. But Tirisful, for a pacifist, is extremely unfriendly. You've got the hounds, you've got the undead, you've got, you know, there's a lot of mobs in tight spaces. So for me, just starting like Jurotar, and I got back into the rhythm of watching the Scorpid's Pat and the raptors pat and be like, oh yeah, that's right, I remember, you know, this one's going to walk up, walk back, walk around, you know, that kind of thing. So there's definitely the patience in that. But Horde, Fair says, yeah, first five levels on Horde were torture. It is rough. And most of you guys have definitely done Alliance, so completely hear it. But as I said, I think Tyber would have enjoyed seeing the difference in what we had. And as I said, for him, his very first passy was a Tauren Pally. So I'm surprised no one made a Pally, I must admit. So I was fully expecting it. Rusty, yes, he's always Horde. Yeah. Hi, Azzy. Hi, guys. All right. Okay, so let's have a look. So the website, the contest has ended. So again, thank you to everyone who participated. We really appreciate it. I know it wasn't a massive turnout, and I know Passy is very particular. It is, you know, it is kind of like one of those diehard challenger people trying it. But thank you everyone for giving it a go and entering the contest. Chris, we've got the results. So do you want to go through the results for me, please?
We do. I would like to congratulate Azzy for Azzy Cow hitting level 70 or 71st on, it sounded wrong in my head and sounded weirder coming out. he was a Tauren Rogue, and he is our first place finisher.
Where's mine? And seriously, the time frame on that, Azzy, freaking hell. Did you sleep?
No, I don't think either one of them did.
I know.
Because I came right behind him and hit level 70. Wait, I gotta grab my other one. Hit level 70 on, another Tauren. Well, I'm seeing a pattern here. On another Tauren Rogue.
So we got two max level passies, Tauren, Horde side, within the contest. Yep.
That's insane.
I mean, well done, guys. Like, seriously. I wasn't expecting. I know Zaya and Azzy were kind of like, they were going, what do you call it, like head to toe for a few days there. It was like, oh my God. And then, yeah, Azzy seemed to pull away and hit 70 first. But Azzy says, I wouldn't have hit 70 if it wasn't for Zaya. It's always interesting having someone push you, isn't it? So, well done. Well done.
Yeah. And then we had a third place finisher, which was, I want to say Passy Heifer. I think it's Passy Heifer, but it, you know, because it's a Tauren, I want to say Heifer. They got to 40 on their Tauren Rogue. Congratulations.
Well, it's done.
That one. Rusty, is that you?
No, it's MIG.
MIG, you hang on, woman. Oh my gosh. Way to go. You did it on EU.
It's fantastic.
That's why I didn't think it was you, MRG. I kept looking for you to put you in guild. I'm like, I don't know where she's playing. Way to go, MRG.
That's awesome.
And special mentions, we have, in fourth place, we have Ame Shikapa.
Yeah, it's Ame Shapers, one of his tunes, so, yeah.
Okay. I got to 24 on a druid. Number 5 was Passiflore, which was a 19 torn rogue.
Yep.
We have Passileedy, who got to 14 on her druid.
Still alive.
Fairlock, who got to 13 on her rogue. And we have Bora Kabor, who got to 12 on their torn rogue.
Yeah. And I'm not sure who that is, because I know that I saw them last weekend when I was leveling. And you know when you kind of see, not necessarily a name, but you're like, they're a Tauren, they're a rogue, and it looks like they're off picking flowers. I wonder, and at that time they weren't, like, they hadn't joined the guild or anything, but you know when you just see someone and go, I wonder if that person...
You're like, you're one of us.
Yeah, I wonder if it is. So that's super cool. So, well done. That is absolutely amazing. So, now, with Azzy, so Chris is going to sort out the prizes. Now, I know Zaya said that he's not interested in the prize, and again, that's fine. Zaya, would you like to hold it over to another contest, or would you like us to give yours to Mrs. Rock Guru, and we can pass, you know, the third prize onto number 4 or something like that? So up to you. Appreciate that you're happy not to take the prize, whatever you want to do. You just let Chris and I know, and Chris will sort it out. Cool, Chris? Give it to the next.
I know how to get MRG.
Yep. All right. He says give it to the next contestant for this contest. Okay. Yeah. That's fine. So, MRG, you get the two pets, and we'll reach out to Amashepa and... I can't think of his first name. God, mental blank today. And he can get the one pet. How's that sound? Sound good?
Done and done.
And again, guys, a huge thank you. It was just our little honoring Tiber. And thank you for everyone who participated. I am thrilled that, look, fair, look how many Tauren rogues there were.
Yeah, what's up with this? Everybody, we had 15 people participate. 9 of them weren't rogue. What's wrong with my druid? You know, big cows, druid. Just saying. There were 4 of them.
Yep.
Half of them are dead.
Yep.
There were 9 rogues. 6 of them are still alive. I feel called out.
You know what I'd also like, which obviously we don't have stats for, because anything under 10, there is no API information for it. Because I died at number 4, so I never even got to register. Like, how many deaths were before 10 of people who were going to do the contest? You know what I mean? So we had 8 live tunes, contest tunes at the end. Azzy tried, you tried 6. So that was before level 10. You'd run 6 tunes. Again, you know, as he, look, he's run 6 tunes and he still wins. Bloody hell.
Resistance paid off.
Exactly. It's amazing. But again, well done, everyone. Huge congratulations, Azzy and Tazaya, because again, I didn't honestly think someone was going to break the 70 hit max within the 2 weeks, because I thought Horde side, it is a little bit more difficult, even though there was like Children's Week and what else was there, Dark Moon Fair. I thought it, you know, I was thinking maybe high 50s, mid 60s, but the fact that you guys did it in, I'm going to say, was it just over a week? It was like, or just under, as he was like, hold my beer. Yeah, hold my whiskey. That was Azzy. He's like, I got to do it in like a week. So, yeah, amazing, amazing. Cal says, only did three and they all survived up to higher levels. That's fantastic. Mrs. Rockguru says, I had a total of four toons. First died at level 6, then 34, 33, and the last one hit 40. Well done. And you're still alive, Mrs. Rockguru. That's fantastic. Fair Torren Rogue Society for, what's that? Few. Or is that specific for the win? Torren Rogue is awesome. For the win. Okay. So well done, everyone. That's wonderful. All right. Let's go into anything else that we haven't covered with the contest. Chris, you'll reach out.
No, everybody, thank you so much. Truly appreciate you guys running with the spirit of this. And, you know, it brings Tiber's still here with us, and he'll always be with us because we'll never stop saying Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we had to cancel it. It was a last-minute reschedule. You know, couldn't even talk about it. It's like, hey, guess what? Okay, we're starting, go, you know? Mm. So for those of you who had time for this, thank you for, you know, popping in and honoring his memory and how much he loved the challenges. And next time, make a druid. Just, you know, just, come on, make bears. What's wrong
druid.
With a bear?
Druid.
No, I'm kidding. No, truly, guys, thank you so much for participating in the spirit of things.
Exactly. So, again.
And for everybody who won, I will be emailing you or Discording you and, well, sort your prizes. I have an insane week, so give me a few days to get a hold of you and we'll get your prizes sorted.
Exactly. Exactly. So, insane weeks is a normal.
Seriously.
For us now. There's, seriously. Yeah, it's. Anyway, anywho, as my boss would say, that's her saying. Let's go on to the news. So again, we've got, bear with me, because I had this whole mental blank when I did this, and I was like, was Fez max level on the last show? And I moved the show notes, and I was like, Lita, what are you doing? So bear with me for a minute. Where is
I don't know. I think Fair has a one at max level just about every show. Fair's a beast.
No. Where are we? News. Let's skip it. Ironlux. No. Fair. Okay. It was Ironlux last show. So let me just put my words in here. And it was Faraday. I should remember that one. Okay. So, first off, nothing like doing live.
I like her. She renamed you to Faraday Cow.
Faraday. Faraday Cow. It's called copy and paste.
I get to see the live edits.
Exactly. It was. So let's start off with congratulations to Faraday on becoming our 21st Dragonflight Pacifist Challenge champion. Azzy Cow on becoming our 22nd Dragonflight Pacifist Challenge champion. And then, now I had to look at this a few times until I realized what Zaya did. It's Zai, a.k.a. Zaya. So I hope I think it's like Zay, a.k.a. Zaya. So I hope I've done that right. On becoming our 23rd Dragonflight Pacifist Challenge champions. we've got 23 Dragonflight Pacifist Challenge champions. 23. Fair. Did we ever think we'd get to the 20s?
And it just hit me. I'm running out of time if I want to be a Dragonflight champion.
I know, same here.
Move.
And I think I'm only at, what am I at? Like 64 on Passy Leader, but it's just, if I drove into the frickin' sea and got hit by something, I would cry, so. Right. So we will see. But again, 23. Like, when I look at, hang on, where's my little, because I think we've also got someone's ready to ding on irons as well, so that's kind of, again, that's like crazy. So we've got 23 passes, we're already at 43 irons. I have got 95, a total of 95 max level tunes for this expansion. 95.
Wow.
It's crazy. Crazy good. And again, well done. Let's get to 100. Absolutely. All right. So we've got that. Now, some extra news. Don't forget, Dark Moon Fair ends today or tonight, wherever you are. So if you've still, you know, if you've started off a new tune in the last day or so, or whichever, get down to your Dark Moon Fair. I would like to say that last weekend I did go to Dark Moon Fair on my contest tune, and it's fantastic. You know how I love audio? Audio is wonderful on my computer. I streamed for over 2 hours. The first hour, I did not realize my audio had reset. There was no audio. So I went through all Dark Moon Fair. Oh my God. Did the whole of Dark Moon Fair. Why you come down to Dark Moon Fair? And no, obviously there was no one on to say, Leader. It was only a bit after. I can't remember who came on. Maybe, I think it might have been MRG. It's like, I can't hear you. And I'm like, what do you mean you can't hear me? So I'll have to do another Dark Moon Fair at some stage on a tune just to go through it. But yeah, the first hour of that, it was like, I don't know why. It just resets. There was no reason it should have reset. I just put my computer to sleep, bought it back up, and somehow it just decided to swap things around. Fantastic. So, yeah. Also, that started a couple of days ago, Spring Balloon Festival.
I love that thing.
It started on the 10th. It ends on the 13th. So there is at least like another day or so. I must admit, I haven't done it for a couple of years, so I don't fully remember whether it was worth doing on challenge tunes or not.
Unless they changed it, absolutely not.
Yeah.
It is literally just a cute little go ride a hot air balloon and listen to an NPC talk to you and see the sights.
Yeah.
I mean, it's charming. Do it on a normal, just in case.
Yeah.
Not worth it. You're not going to get anything out of it.
Yeah. And there was no XP, was there? Like this?
No, but you know, there may be death if the balloon glitches. So I would not recommend riding in a balloon that shows up once a year to take you on a tour. Unless you're a druid, because you know what happens. Druids can go into flight form.
True.
And rogues.
Yeah, true.
When they're.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Also, did anyone get any of the Children's Week stuff done? I know it's done. I attempted to get some stuff done on the baby passy. I did manage to do the rocket and the... can't remember what... You know how they give you the first three to start off with? Horde side, it's go do ride the rocket. I can't remember what the other one is. And the third one was to go over to Red Rock and honor the chieftains, which I love to do. It always gets me teary and emotional, and I love to go there, but I couldn't. I could not get into there on the passy at all. There is too many razor quill boars around, so I only got two of those. So I wondered if anyone else was able to get some Children's Week stuff done, but other than that, nothing else was different, which I was kind of surprised. I was like, huh, okay. All right. WoW Remix. Yeah, hard to get there with them.
I'm so excited.
Is it? It's coming this week, isn't it?
Tuesday.
Okay. I feel like I've been out of the loop. I know there is probably lots of stuff on it. It is hitting Tuesday. Have fun with it if you're going to be doing it. This is just starting level 10?
Okay, so really fast. Panda Remix is you will make... is it Friday? Well, it's either Tuesday or Thursday. Yeah, you're okay. Right, Zip. We'll have to look up which date it is.
Mm-hmm.
You make a tune on servers, normal servers.
Yep.
But it will be specifically for Panda Remix. You cannot take that tune back into the regular servers until War Within launches.
Yep.
So we don't have to worry about all that being around challenge tunes because it will be separate until the War Within launches. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like think Season of Discovery for retail.
Yeah.
Because we are going to be so beyond OP and steamrolling, and it is just going to be amazing fun where you get spells and stuff from other classes that you should never have on your own tune. And they're like, oh, yeah, here, pick it up, go take it.
Interesting.
There's no gold. It's all going to be barter. It's going to be bronze. And there's going to end up being, if you're a mount collector or mob collector, at what we know so far is 1.5 million bronze will get you everything that's in Remix if you don't already have it. And you can learn anything. And there's like 32 mounts minimum in this event.
God damn you, Blizzard!
32 of them! 32!
Oh, it's just like, seriously? Oh. It's like you suckered me in with bloody Plunderstorm.
Even worse, and I told Zep yesterday, Siege of Org, if any of you have been hunting for those shoulders for years, all the Pandaria raids right now are not on a weekly lockout. They've shortened them to a day. So Siege of Org is resetting every single day. D took 7 tunes in last night. He moved his army of tunes over to Siege of Org, ended up getting the mount on his 7th tune. And he's like, I just moved everybody over here. And so now he's just leaving his plate wearers to get Tusk and Mana Wrath. But there'll be 32 mounts in this event.
Wow.
And, like, for those of you who don't normally play normal WoW, fair especially, you will be so OP with all the stuff they're giving you. They want you to face roll this and just have a good time.
Yeah.
Enjoy the lull. Well, there is no content lull because they just keep throwing stuff at us.
So it's basically here we're giving you what, like a faster way to level. We're going to give you a lot of fun stuff that you can collect that will go towards the account, like account-wide.
Once it'll go to your warband.
Once the War Within hits, correct?
And you get to keep the tune.
Yeah.
So, like, you guys know me in druids. I have a druid of every class, race that you possibly can.
Really? No.
I know. I have, like, 3 night elves alone. But, like, I'm gonna delete my Zandalari because he's only, like, level 25. And, then, of course, his name's Archdruid, so I have to keep that. But I'm gonna remake him, run him through Pandaria, through the Pandemonium.
Yep.
And then he'll just be ready to go for War Within when it launches.
Yep. Okay. All right. Well, again, you know, if you need to have a little break from doing challenge tunes, because obviously we're at the end of the expansion, we're biding time for those of you that are getting in and able to, you know, have some fun with playing, etc. Let us know how you go. I would like to say that I'd like to give it a go, but
you're giving it a go.
I'd like to.
You're giving it a go.
I will give it a go. It's just in between. I just don't. Where is the time? It's crazy.
We're making time for this.
Max number of tunes per account will go up also. Yes, they're adding another 5. Yep.
Thank God, because mine's full of names.
I still need to cull some that I haven't even looked at, which includes some challenge tunes that I'm kind of like, eh. But anyway, that's a, you know, future problem. Okay, now the other thing Fair did mention, and I want to have a look at this, updated Valdrakken portals now require level 70. Alts and leveling characters can't access. So I'm not sure when this dropped. Let me just throw this. So if you want to have a look. Has commented on this channel and stated it is a bug. A fix is in the works. Players looking to bring. So while we're unsure, WoWhead says, while we're unsure exactly when this change took effect, it was recent, not long ago. Characters above level 60 were able to come and go freely via the portals as needed. Characters below level 60 have consistently had trouble with the portals from both sides and historically needed a summon. But this now proves a nuisance for characters not yet at max level. So what did Blizzard say? A recent undocumented change has adjusted the level requirements. So that was WoWhead tweeting out that there was a change. And then Zorbrex from Blizzard said this is a bug, but it proved surprisingly tricky to fix. So we need a little more time. Not intended. Okay.
Yeah, he's a lead game producer.
Yeah, so just be aware if you're jumping around, you know, trying to get tunes from here, there, and everywhere, that there is this bug, there is a fix coming, but apparently, according to Blizzard, it's a little bit trickier to fix than they thought. So at least, you know we're not freaking out. I was freaking out too, Fair. Honestly, I was like, what the... what? So, whoo, we can all, you know, take a deep breath, be like, okay, all right.
Well, and so I also wonder, though, I haven't looked at it on an alt, maybe I should. If you've done the Bellameth questline, there's a portal to Bellameth instead that literally goes to Bellameth. It's in Stormwind.
Yeah.
And it's the only portal on the new level up top. And there's a portal to Bellameth. So I wonder if you could go to Bellameth and then there's flight path to Valdrakken if you need it. I don't know. Try it on a normal. Do not listen to me on a challenge soon. Try it on
scout
the
it
animals.
Out. Scout it. Scout
it out before you die, please.
Exactly.
And say, well, Chris, Dad.
Yeah. Exactly. Someone, if you let us know, you know, that's, again, I'll wait for the fix, yeah. It's good to know there might be options. I'm just trying to think Horde side if there's anything, but off the top of my head, my brain's a bit fuzzy, so we'll move on to the next one. Also, before I forget, I'm trying to remember to say this every show. If you're doing or looking at doing some alpha or beta testing, whatever, for the War Within, please let me know if you're willing to do some testing for the challenge tunes and whatnot, like we did for Dragonflight. We had a few other people out there documenting. I've got a whole pile of Google Docs that we've made for the challenges, so people can put down what they've found, thoughts, when they've played, just to give us an idea of what they're finding. So just in case if we have to look at adjustments or how things are going, you know, for the challenges, please, you know, let me know, throw information, either email me on Discord, Twitter, whichever, because I know some people are starting to prep and they might have got into alpha or be getting into beta and want to add some stuff. So let me know. I've got the Google Docs ready to go for those that want to contribute. And again, appreciate for those that would like to do that. So thank you. All right, yeah, let's...
What? Shadowlands, we're all... we're dead. Everybody's dead. This is impossible. It's not going to happen. It was awful. Oh my God.
Shadowlands was surprisingly better than we thought it was going to be.
Yeah, but when we were alpha, it was like, nope, it can't even, nope. Mm-hmm. Normal tune, we're dead in two hits, nope, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I remember taking later and just going, there is no way a challenge tune is going to get through the more. There is no way.
No way. No way.
So sometimes it is, yes, the more. The more. But, you know, I think the original more, and look, controversial take, you don't have to like it, but the more original more, when it dropped, to me was exactly what it should have been. Like, it was rough for a normal tune. I think I died on liter about within the first 10 minutes, like three times. Like, it was freaking rough, but it kind of was like, yeah, it should be rough. We're in the mall, like, this is Shadowlands.
Kind of the thing for the X-Pack.
exactly. So yeah,
you mean to go on.
Yes, so if it had stayed like that, there would have been no way that any challenge tune would have ever made it through until they bought in, you know, those big fixes to bypass all that later on. Anyway, okay, let's just stay to the challenges and then we'll wrap up because my nose and my back is...
Your poor nose.
All right, go for it.
This week we got 10 irons. Number 10, we have Yuxi at level 39. Number 9, we have Azzy at level 40. Number 8, we has... that has two dots over it. Azdane, level 47, RIP. Number 7, we have Pan My... This is a Russian translation, I believe. Pan My Svets, level 49.
That's what it came out as, so I was like, okay.
Yeah, ooh. I think it was number 6, we have Iron Brain, level 50. Number 5, oh my goodness, whoever came up with this name, I adore you. Pringle Pants, level 54. Now I want Pringles. Number 4, Iron Horo at level 55, RIP. I'm so sorry. Number 3, I love this name in there, RIP. Stung by Jelly. I wonder if they're Aussie. Level 60, RIP. Number 2, Iron Ralph at level 64. And number 1 is Baronel, level 69. So close.
And I'm not sure who that is. Like, I'm looking and I'm going, I don't know who's running that tune. And they're so close. So if that's the case, we've got another iron dinging soon-ish. So, fantastic. Sour cream is best Pringles in the world. Fight me. Fight me. Sour cream.
Oh, he's gonna fight you. He says it's, salt and vinegar.
No. Nope, nope. I will respectfully disagree. You're wrong, Periton. Yeah. Okay. Bloods. So we've got 7 bloods this week. We've got nut guts.
What a great... Oh my god, so good.
Level 10. 6 is Jerakeen at level 11. 5 is Sid at level 12. 4 Dead Silver at level 13. R.I.P. 3 is Silver Bones at level 16. Wonder if they're run by the same person. I've got a feeling they might be. Number 2 is Azzy BT at level 61. Look at Azzy. Not only does a caliper passy, he's like busy leveling a blood. Number 1 is Gertrude at level 66. Well done, bloods. All right, hit us with the passies.
Okay, passies. And number 10, we have Passy,
Boo, watch, that was MRG's.
It's going to be the closest I'm going to get to this because I can't.
Passy Cow, I think she told me. I'm pretty sure if she's still, it's like, was it Welsh for cow?
Oh, okay.
MRG.
Okay. Passy Cow, that's.
Welsh. Fair said, yeah.
Okay. See, oh, yeah.
It's like cow.
I was
sure.
Really going to butcher that. Passy Cow, level 34, RIP. Number 9, Passy Gnome, level 35, still alive. Number 8, Passy Halfer, level 40.
Which is MRG. Number
7, Azzy Passy, level 43. Number 6, it's either Philip or Philippe. level 60. Number 5, Passy Trixie, level 61. It looks like they had a prior Passy Trixie who's at number 4. They're level 65, red flagged for having 38 kills and 38 killing blows. So I'm guessing something happened and they said normal tune, maybe.
I'm wondering if they were quests, because the fact that the kills and the killing blows are exactly the same number, Zion might have an inkling on it. I wonder if it's one of the, where we go quest, and you know those quests that are those rough quests that actually kill for both, count for both. So,
or they hit the Darkmoon Fair and start flopping the...
Yeah, could be.
Number 3 is... see, now I was going to say Zaya Kazaya, but you said Zai, a.k.a. Zaya. Level 70, becoming our 23rd Dragonflight Pacifist Challenge Champion. Number 2 is Azzy Cow, level 70, becoming our 22nd Dragonflight Pacifist Challenge Champion. And number 1 this week is Faraday, level 70, becoming our 21st Dragonflight Pacifist Challenge Champion.
And just a reminder, all of the write-ups for our 3 newest max levels, so Faraday, Azzy Cow, and Zaya, aka Zaya, or however, Zaya's tune, we say it, are all up on the website. So if you want to go and have some inkling of how they've leveled and, you know, those bits and pieces, please pop over to the website, because we do this for all of those that max level, and those that do contact me, we give them a bunch of questions and I turn their questions into, you know, that we've had a chat with them about their leveling journey on that tune. So please go have a read, because it's always intriguing how people level their tunes. All right, working men. We've got 10 working men at number 10. We've got Owo. whoa. Level 10, RIP. Number 9 is Calamity Jane at level 13. 8 is Vimes at level 21. 7 is Elsbeta at 23. Six is Vimes at level 27. I've got a feeling it might be a different server. 5 is Iron Bow at 30, level 30. 4 is Panda War at level 34. 3 is Working Azzy at level 44. Look, he's just all across the board. Good on you, Azzy. 2 is Farah Dawana at level 65. And number 1 is Farah Kadina at level 67. Hopefully I didn't butcher them fair. There we go. All right, greens. What have we got?
Greens. In 7th, we have Gamadori at level 13. Number 6, we have Azzy Green, level 33. Number 5, we also have Jane Doe at level 33. Number 4 is Gulp Bigger, level 48, RIP. Number 3, Alcoholic? Level 54, RIP, sorry for butchering names. Number 2 is Shoddy Waza, level 57. And number 1, we have Shannon at level 61. And then tins this week, we have Fele at level 14. And number 1, we have Ruchi at level 36.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. All right, we did not have any iron teams this week. Again, bit of a rough week. RIP quite a lot across the boards. But again, wonderful, lots of leveling on all of the challenges that we have. So well done, guys. Congratulations again to Faraday, Azzy Cow, and Zaya. I'm just saying Zaya's turn. well done for max level passies, no doubt on that, and to Azzy and Zaya in particular within the contest. Freaking unreal. You guys are just absolute legends with leveling. Just really are. So well done on that. Okay, so do you want to do... Dave kindly sent me a joke for Joke of the Week. He's busy traveling, so I'm not sure if he's still in the chat room. Dave, thank you for sending in the joke of the week. Do appreciate it. Chris, do you want to hit us with it, please?
Yes, from Mr. Dave, auto salesman. This car will seat 6 without any problems. Auto buyer. Ooh, that's trouble. I don't know 6 people without any problems. I don't think I know 1 without any problems.
I like it.
Thank you, Mr. Dave. That was cute.
That was very, very cute. Okay, Chris, hit me with what you've got.
Why didn't the Guardian Druid fill his vault?
I don't know.
Because he did the bare minimum.
Of course.
Right?
Do we start singing bare necessities from the Jungle Book?
You don't want to hear me sing.
Nobody needs to see me sing either, but you know, it's just now that's going to be in my head all day. Oh, I loved that movie when I was a kid. Absolutely. Don't know how many times I saw it. Okay, I've got a couple because I couldn't decide. And being that it's Mother's Day here, I'm going to tell these to my mum later. So the first one was, mums don't wish they could sleep like a baby. They wish they could sleep like a dad. My husband's busy working today, but all I can say is that I can totally see that, because he will sleep through the alarm that's right near his ear that's like sounds like a freaking foghorn going off. Sleep through anything. Me? No. My dad was a bit the same. He'll sleep through anything. So I'll tell that. Mum will probably just nod and be like, yep, yep, that's your father. All right. The other one was, what's the fastest land mammal? A toddler who's been asked what's in their mouth. Yes. Completely agree. Completely agree. I remember my nephew, Zach, that when he was little, that was exactly that. I'm going to say that he popped like a grape or a date or something in his mouth because he'd taken it off the little platter. And of course, when you don't quite see it, you're like, what the hell did you take? I need to check. So he would have been toddler, like maybe two and a half. So he was walking. And of course, you're chasing him. You're like, oi, what have you got in your mouth? Because you didn't see him take it. And he's like, ah, you know, and off he waddles and you're trying to catch him. It was just, and then you're like, oh, it's only a date. Okay. All right. All right. And the other one I had, silence is golden. Unless you have kids, then silence is suspicious. Every single
another
time.
Truth.
Yeah, so I'm going to present those to my mother later, and I'm sure she will just nod her head and then give examples of myself and my brother and sister and be like, yes, you all did that. And I'll be like, yeah, well, of course. All right. Anything else today? Did we miss anything, Chad? Just let us know. I tried to capture everything that we could, but Chris needs to go to bed and I need to go rest my back because sitting up is killing my back at the moment. So I think we'll just wrap up. But if there's anything I've missed, pop it in and I'll grab it right before we finish. But Chris, if you want to jump into the Iron Elites, let me put my little heart up to say thank yous.
I got you. Iron Elites, truly, as always, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, myself, Lita, Mock, Mr. Nisi, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber, Wynema, Zaya, and Zepzep.
And again, you know, a massive thank you. It keeps the website going. Everything that comes in, whether it's through Twitch, through Patreon, or through just, you know, straight donations, everything goes towards the website. So thank you all for contributing to that. It's greatly appreciated. All right, to the amazing team that is the WoW Challenges team, thank you for everything that you guys do to help. Words are never enough, but please know that there's a lot of stuff that goes behind the scenes, and I am very blessed to have this bunch of talented, tolerant, patient, amazing people. So to Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris, Sir, and Zaya, thank you for all that you do. Also to Rudd, who was part of our Code Wardens. He is on holidays at the moment, so I hope he's having a good break. And we'll see him when he's back in a week or so. But thank you to those that help out and look after our code. So thank you very much. And again, to everyone here giving up some of your time today to be in the chat room right there, pointing at the words. I'm actually doing it right. thank you for hanging out with Chris and I today. Do appreciate that. So the next show will be May 25th. 7 p.m. Eastern. So again, two weekly show. at the moment, still maintaining or just doing fortnightly. It just gives my body a little bit time to rest, a little bit time to recover. I'm coming into winter, so expect that hopefully... I just had the flu shot, so I'm hoping that it will help get me through winter without getting very sick. So so we can, by having the fortnightly show, I'm hoping that will help. But anyway, we'll see how we go. Chris, again, thank you for being here. Thank you for helping me out with the contest and all of that, and for being here this week as well as the previous show, and organizing all of the things that you do for me. Thank you. I heart you a lot. So if you want, if you want to tell everyone where they can find you or get in contact with you, please.
Discord, Twitter.
Discord. They're in there. Look for a shark. Look right? for a shark.
He even made me a little. Did you see my little? It's a shark drinking coffee. Is my little picture now?
It's gorgeous.
And I know. Well, P made it for me, so it's gorgeous. Like, okay, that's your shark drinking coffee.
I still think you need that blanket. I sent Chris, I found this blanket. It's a shark blanket that you hop into, and it's like the head of the shark blanket. It's like a hoodie. It's full body. It is freaking awesome. I had to send it to Chris because I'm like, oh my God. Like, not only do you need one, like, I need one, but they're not cheap. I think they were on special, but they retailed for some ridiculous amount that I was like, oh my God, this is awesome. We need one of those. So if in doubt, please pop onto Discord. It's probably the easiest place to find her. Again, Chris will be reaching out. Just give her some time. Because work is crazy. She does need sleep at some stage, like very, very shortly. So she will contact our winners and we'll go from there. Don't forget where you can find all of the things, wildchallenges.com. All the things are there. If you need to contact me, you can send me an email, podcast@wildchallenges.com. You can email me on my own, letawow@gmail.com. Contact me through Discord, Twitter, whichever. Just again, due to time zones, due to me working and sleeping when I do, it might just, you know, take a little bit of time for me to get back to you. So, but never feel like you can't reach out. So please reach out if you need to. All right. Do you want to do the last two thank yous for me? Please.
Yes. Big, huge thank you to Mr. Nisi on the intro. You can find him on Discord as Mr. Nisi. And also a big thank you to her husband, Execute, for helping us on the outro.
Exactly. And also a big thank you to him, which I don't think I had said at the contest, the start of the contest. Execute had helped me sort the original banner for the contest. I had to, when we had to pull that contest because Chris and I were sick, I didn't want to subject him to putting him through making another banner. Because they take time. They do take time to make. It's, you know, it's a lot of cropping and editing, etc. So I managed to salvage what he'd originally made. But again, thank you to him for doing that, because they were Tiber's Torrentoons. So again, if you didn't realize that, the girl, the female was Lantana, which was his last pacifist that he leveled to max before he passed away. And the one on the right, the boy, that was Peaceable, which was his first ever max level pacifist, and had been a pacifist, max level pacifist. I'm going to have to go back and look, but I'm pretty sure for at least two expansions, Peaceable had been around for at least two, possibly three expansions. So they they are Tiber's tunes that we wanted to commemorate on the banner. So thank you to my husband for helping sort that, because he's very clever like that. He is very clever like that. So thank you.
Can I give one more shout out as well?
Absolutely.
Zaya, thank you. He literally realized as we went live something was wrong with the contest list. Mm-hmm. And as always, everything that I don't even begin to understand, Zaya swoops in and fixes it so that we can do this part. But without Zaya fixing that part, none of this would happen, because we wouldn't even have code to even speak to the API. Mm-hmm. Because I don't get it. So, Zaya, thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Swoop in at the last second. You get us a list. You're amazing.
Thank you, Zaya. Exactly. You know, I cannot emphasize enough how much a absolute gem Zaya is. An absolute gem. We are very, very blessed to have him looking after our code and looking after us, the challenge community, through, you know, the code and that. So, Zaya, massive shout out to you, because, again, we know there's a lot involved in it. So, thank you. Thank you very much. All right. I think we've covered everything. We covered everything. Anything else, Chris? Did I forget anything?
I think we're golden.
All right. I think we'll wrap it up. Again, thank you everyone for being here. Please stay safe. We will be back on the 25th of May. Within that time, just please everyone stay safe, both in game and out of game. And we'll catch you then. Chris, again, thank you for being here. Thank you for helping me with all these things. Everyone, have a good couple weeks. All right. Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2024. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod and Incomputech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.